This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Ahead of the budget session of Parliament, the government has convened an all-party meeting today in New Delhi. During the meeting, the government will discuss with the floor leaders and seek cooperation of the parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the session. The budget session will begin tomorrow with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. On the same day, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey when both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha will assemble for a brief period after the President's address. The Finance Minister will present the Union Budget 2025-26 on Saturday. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks at the President's address on Monday. Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary and Director General of Police will visit Prayagraj today to review the security arrangements in Mahakumbh after the stampede incident which took place at the Sangam Ghat yesterday. 30 devotees had lost their lives and 60 others were injured in the incident. The injured devotees are currently undergoing treatment at the local medical college. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed Chief Secretary and DGP to assess the situation and submit the report in this regard. They will visit the incident site and investigate the matter. The tragic incident took place yesterday at the Akhada route near the Sangam. Chief Minister has also ordered judicial inquiry and formed a three-member judicial commission. The commission will investigate the cause and circumstances of the incident and recommend measures to prevent such incidents in the future. The government has approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The decision has been taken to build a resilient value chain for critical mineral resources essential for promoting green technologies. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the importance of critical minerals for the development of the economy.
आज माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने नेशनल क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स मिशन इसको आज अप्रूवल दिया है. क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स इसलिए जरूरी है कि आज हमारी एंटायर इकोनॉमी में एनर्जी का ट्रांजिशन हो रहा है, ग्रीन एनर्जी की तरफ बढ़ रहे हैं. तो ग्रीन एनर्जी से रिलेटेड जितने भी है, सोलर पार्क हो, विंड टर्बाइन हो, बैटरीज हो, इलेक्ट्रिकल व्हीकल्स हो, मोटर्स हो, उन सब में क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स एक नियायती तौर पर लगे. हमारी जितनी भी बड़ी इंडस्ट्रीज जो आज ग्रो हो रही है, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक, टेलीकॉम, ट्रांसपोर्टेशन, उन सब में क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स का उपयोग.
The government has also approved the price of ethanol procurement from sugarcane feedstock. The Joint Commission of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 adopted its draft report yesterday. Talking to media in New Delhi, the chairman of the 31-member panel, Jagdambika Pal, said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He added that the report of the committee will be submitted to the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today. Mr. Pal highlighted that detailed deliberations were held on the bill in the last 6 months. The political battle in the national capital has intensified as the election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly is drawing closer. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday came down heavily on the Aam Aadmi Party, accusing it of spreading lies and making false promises to the residents of Delhi. He said Delhi's problem remains the same as both Congress and AAP parties did nothing for the development of Delhi in their tenure. Addressing an election rally in Bawana area, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also accused AAP and BJP of making false promises. He alleged the former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is opposed to reservations and is against Dalits, backwards and minorities and the poor. Addressing a public gathering in Badli Assembly area, AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal highlighted the works done by his government. He promised that water bills will be waived off by his party if they come to power. Democratic U.S. lawmaker Ro Khanna has announced that Republican colleague Rich McCormick will join him as the co-chair of the bipartisan Congressional Caucus on India, replacing Mike Walls, who is now the National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump. In chess, India's Dommaraju Gukesh continued his dominant run at the 2025 Tata Steel Chess Tournament in Wijk aan Zee, the Netherlands. He defeated Dutch Grandmaster Max Warmerdam in round 10, to maintain his lead in the Masters category last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.